Fact.
Welcome back to RSN Central. Adam White will be joining us shortly too to help us back a winner in the cricket. The final of the one day is at Canberra this afternoon when Australia takes on India. Of course, Australia have dominated the series so far and lead 2-0. 0416905052 to join our conversation, and a big form express coming your way in just a moment. But before all of that, Mick Barlow joins us. Hello, Mick.
Morning, Gareth. You're dominating as usual. Good to see you in the flesh. It's been a while.
Yes.
And you're looking well, covering the ground well, I hear, as well. So
trying to get a little fit. We've got a half marathon this weekend, and we've had...
Saturday, Sunday?
What's Saturday the... or oh, Sunday. Perfect. I'm just weighing up
where, get it done
the weather
early.
Conditions, yeah.
Get it done Saturday so you can enjoy the you know, extended part of the weekend. The right way.
Yeah, I just got to work out a course there for the half marathon, but we'll see how we go. Anyway, more importantly, we'll talk about some stuff that people might be interested in. The rookie draft, it's frustrated you. It's fired you up a little bit.
Rang you last week. Yes, I've done, since that call, I've done a little bit of research.
Yep.
So the new rules are that clubs can drop two players off their list onto a Category A rookie list, and
yep.
that and clubs are taking full advantage of that. 80,000 of their wage is outside of the salary cap. So you've seen names like Birchall, Harbrow, Betts, all and Mumford delisted, and they're going to go straight onto the list. Those ones I'm not as critical of, in terms of the circumstances are very unique in terms of list sizes dropping back off the back of 2020. So I'm not as scathing, I think, of those more mature players going back. I've got run some numbers. Last year's rookie draft, 2019 rookie draft, 15 players were re-rookied back to their original club. So examples are Corey Lyons, Brisbane Lions, went re-rookied, delisted at the end of the year. So 10 of those players, 10 of those 15 that got re-rookied, got delisted again 12 months later. So what that says to me is clubs aren't looking, well, the
hard
whole,
enough.
The whole cohort of clubs aren't looking hard enough outside of their own environment, and maybe making some easier decisions to bring players back in the door that know the system and, you know, have shown some solid form in the Neefel, Waffle, Sandful, whatever it is. My take on it is, so of those 10 players that got re-delisted essentially, yeah, I just don't think it's a good look for the AFL in terms of the opportunities that are out there for state league players, players that are out there dominating. So I spoke to you last week about this. If you're 23, 24 years old and getting put back onto a rookie list, you've done something wrong. You're not enough of a commodity to take the AFL by horn. That's your moving zone in the AFL. At 23, 24, to be playing really strong football, and you should be in the best 22 at that age to validate still being on a list. I think clubs in the past have just gone down the line of saying, okay, let's bring back in what we know. Let's look after them. Let's back our development programs in. And now, especially with decreased resources at a coaching capacity with lowering of $3 million in the soft cap, I just think they have to go out and find players that are absolutely tearing competitions to shreds. So the VFL, Sandful, Waffle, go find players that are dominating. They're ready to go.
Do you think that the Marlon Picketts, the Mick Barlows, some of the great Dean Cox, do you think those players might be let go through the system because of the new world that we live in, with the restrictions with the list sizes and also the salary cap?
So there's some great examples that players have had a taste of AFL football and lasted 2-3 years, gone out. Sam Manigola, Hawthorn, Freo, nowhere near it. And I was at Freo at the same time. Great kid, brilliant trainer, fit as a fiddle, but just a bit off it. Stepped out of the AFL environment, de-institutionalised himself, I suppose, and goes plays Waffle, just takes the bricks off his shoulders and absolutely tears it to shreds, to the point where Geelong draft him with, I think it was pick 30 or 40,
yep.
comes in and we've seen the player he's become.
All Australian.
Yeah. So, it'll be interesting to see how the 2020 rookie draft goes. As I mentioned, those numbers from 2019 really concern me, because of those 15 players that went back to their original clubs, I would classify two as a success. So that's Lockie Henderson and Boyd Woodcock, both at different levels of their career. Lockie Henderson was done and dusted this time last year. Got re-rookied, came back in. I do see a niche for those guys that are really mature with 1 or 2 years to go to come and play a specific role. Lockie Henderson, insurance is a key back. Boyd Woodcock was another success. So he, I think, was on the list for 1 year at Port. So again, that's another example of 1 year. Is that enough? 2 years, young, small forward, small body. Mm-hmm. Give him a chance. It's more the names that I'm going to mention, and there's no disrespect to these players. It's just they're a bit of a victim of circumstance, pushing themselves off the primary list now into a category A. And it says something, I think, about these players just haven't been able to break through.
Yep.
And are they taking away opportunity from guys that are dominating that level down? So Dylan Clark is one at Essendon. Sam Gray, who's gone to the Swans on a two-year deal, they've pushed him back to the rookie list. He's probably 26, 27 years of age. Matt Kennedy's the other one with Eddie Betts that's coming back down. And Blues fans, Mikey Valisaris is in the chair mm-hmm. right here. They love the way Matt Kennedy plays. He's been starved of opportunity. But all we've heard for years about Carlton is they're missing someone to help out Paddy Cripps. Matt Kennedy's been there for a long time.
And he hasn't done the job.
No. So why is next year going to be any different? I'm happy to have egg on my face and him come out and have a terrific season. There it is. And they're getting ahead of themselves already, aren't they, the Blue Baggers?
Yeah.
I'd be very interested to see how this rookie draft goes in 2020. I think there was 8 picks in last year's rookie draft that were legitimate first-timers. So I think I'm really concerned, and it's flattening for these young players and established players in the state league that if they miss that opportunity there, now the mid-season draft is there, and I've got some numbers on that, which are, I think, point to the fact that the rookie draft has to be looked at these ready-to-go players. John Noble and Marlon Pickett were the last and second-last players taken in the 2019 mid-season draft, and they've been the most successful ready-made players that came in. Without that mid-season draft, they don't get an opportunity. And without clubs re-rookieing players ad nauseam in the previous rookie draft, do they get that opportunity earlier? So a fair soapbox, but I think it's a valid point and something, you know, being so closely connected with state leagues, they need more opportunity.
With the rookie list, so if Eddie Betts, if Carlton got a full list and everyone's healthy, he doesn't get a game.
Mm. Yes.
He has to be elevated onto the senior list, doesn't
no,
he?
No. So Cat A rookies, they go back. They're automatically available. So,
okay.
Again, I don't know.
That wasn't the case when you were playing. You had to wait for a spot on the list, didn't you?
It depended on how many players, and there's so many rules and legalities around it. I think it should just be abolished and you have 42 players on your list.
Yeah.
And if you know, you play.
Don't worry about the rookie list.
Because at the end of the day, if you're in the best side, now, if you're in the best 22 in March next year when the footy season starts, regardless of where you are on a senior list, you're going to play because there is always an injury. There always is. I think there might have been 10% of the time is when a rookie is stuck on the rookie list and not getting a game. Damien Peverell, I think years and years ago, was one of those.
He had a bigger nose than you.
Yes, he did. Yeah, I was probably a bit more attractive than Damien somehow.
I don't know about that.
So it's. I just think it's time for, and there are reasons around the rookie list and primary list, but 42 players are on the list. Okay. If you're good enough to play, you play.
Now, Mickey, before we let you go, and I love your thoughts, and we'll have a chat about this each and every week, and we'll get your thoughts on the AFL draft as well, because we had this debate and discussion with Johnny Ralph, and we've interviewed Lee Brown a few times, the Country Victorian coach, is that we don't really know too much about the draftees really this year. There, we need to have a little bit more of a promotion or play more games on Fox Footy with the TAC Cup. I know it's been a different year because of COVID-19, but even in the previous years, it's been hard to really associate with these younger players coming through the ranks.
It is, yeah. And there are players that needed to play that were probably on the cusp of opportunity. And states like South Australia, Western Australia, they've played footy this year. So do they jump up the pecking order? And I suppose for those kids and the advice to them is you're young, you've got opportunity ahead of you. Go find a program in the state leagues or do your 19th year at TAC level or NAB League level. And just, as you always say, go out and dominate. Go out and be the best player. Being the best two or three players, have that mentality that you are good enough to go on to the next level and you know, good things will happen. So we're a week away from that draft as well. So it'll be a fascinating watch off the back of the distorted season that we've had.
Now, Mickey Ballo, of course, is always brought to you by Oz Equipment. rental. Shane Bennett, the boy from the Mallee, does a wonderful job, and he's missing us today. Mm. But you've come on here today too, Mick, because you've got a Rising Stars program. So for the people of the Goulburn Valley.
That's it, yes. The people of the Goulburn Valley, Monday the 21st and the 22nd of December.
Yep.
A two-day AFL camp, morning
program. Is it just in the Goulburn Valley?
It's just in at Deakin Reserve, Shepparton for now. We're looking to do... So it's Brett DiLedio and myself.
Okay.
And depending on interest, hopefully we'll get a bit of interest, Gareth. And there'll be some others float in to that program on both mornings, AFLW players we've got some discussions with. So depending on our numbers and our expressions of interest, so you can go and book or register your interest at risingstarswa.com.au. I know this program does go into a station in WA. And
yep.
We've
Hot FM.
Yeah, it's Sport FM.
Sport FM.
So we've become
great friends.
We've become an arm of Rising Stars WA, and Brett DiLedio and I are going to kick off with a country masterclass and 2 day AFL camp. All the kids up there. No footy this year, Gareth. And hey, we're cheaper than daycare. I'll tell you that much.
Okay.
Cheaper than daycare. So express your interest. That registration email again is risingstarswa.com.au.
And the Goulburn Valley is only a short trip from Bendigo and Central Victoria. So Mickey Barlow, Brett DiLedio, great teachers. And I think it'll be a lot of fun. If I had a kid, what are the age groups?
7 to 14. I should have validated that. Yep. 7 to 14. As you did mention some other regional areas. So we're going to do Shepparton prior to Christmas and looking to go into some other regional areas around Victoria after the Christmas period and into the month of January. Yep.
So the Rising Star programs, and it's pretty easy. Just read out that website once
risingstarswa.com.au. So
beautiful.
We'll be sending out a lot of information all around the Goulburn Valley over the next week or so. And get in, $99 for 2 days, and it'll be a lot of fun.
And RSN Central does go live around the country, and Sport FM, wonderful supporters of RSN Central. Mm. And we need to congratulate them over there in the West, because they won an award for the best coverage in WA football this year.
Brilliant.
So well under the Sport
FM. And well
done.
Peter Vlahos has taken over over there as the general manager. He'll be tuning in, listening to us today. One of the greatest voices in radio.
Yes.
Just behind your good self there, Gareth.
Hey, Mickey, you enjoy your day. Say hey, hello to Brett DiLedio for us, and enjoy the Goulburn Valley.
Will do. Looking forward to getting up there. And you have a great Christmas if I don't speak to you
no
beforehand.
Problems.
And draft this time next week. So good luck to all the